القرآن 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 تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين القرآن
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We go to the Quran al-Kareem. Firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man hafadha ala haulai salawatil maktubati lam yuktab min al-ghafilina wa man qara'a fi laylatin mi'ata ayatin kutiba min al-qanitina. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever remains steadfast in the five salah will not be written amongst the neglectful, and whoever reads 100 ayat in the night will be written among the qanitin, and that is the obedient. Let us now go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah al-Baqarah, verse 274 and 275. Thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس، ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا، وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا، فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله، ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 274, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, verily their reward is with their Rabb. No fear will come upon them, neither shall they grieve. Now yajma'a al-muslimin, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the virtue of those who give charity day and night. In whatever way a person spends for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he shall receive his full reward from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the year after. Then he shall not lament his charitable acts as those who had misused their wealth in sinful channels. And it is learned from this particular verse too, that the charity given in public will also be rewarded if it was devoid of ostentation, just as that given secretly. And here is the intention which is very important of the heart, not an apparent action. And then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the very next verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the interest. الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Those who consume usury, that his interest shall not rise up except like him who the shaitan has driven mad by his touch. This is because they say trade is just like usury, and that is interest. Allah has permitted trade and forbidden usury. He unto whom the admonition had come from his Rabb, and he refrained, then for him is that which has passed, and his affair rests with Allah. Those who shall return are indeed the dwellers of the fire wherein they shall abide forever. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the interest, and this verse describes the condition of those involved in interest. They shall rise on the day of judgment, totally bewildered and confused, like that person whom Shaitan had smitten with his touch, rendering him insane. And he speaks in stuttered mumblings and is deprived of his mental capacity. Now, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the night when I was transported, I was taken to the heavens, and that is Mi'raj, and it is exactly this month of Rajab, wherein by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made that Mubarak journey to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So he says that I passed by people whose bellies were swollen like houses. Their bellies were filled with serpents which could be seen from outside. Allahu Akbar. When I asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who these people were, and he replied that they were those who consumed usury. They are those who consumed interest. Jama'at al-Muslimin, one can well imagine the horror of a person confronted by a single serpent. How much worse will this be if his belly were to be filled with them? Moreover, if his belly were to be the size of a house, Allahu Akbar, such will be the state of those who consume interest. Now here some people attempt to legalize this by saying that trade is not any different since an increase in capital occurs in both transactions. And this very statement is made by many in different words. Some say so by terming usury as a profit. Merely altering the name of a thing cannot justify it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden interest, and it shall remain forbidden until eternity forever. It is forbidden. There is no such a thing that it can become permissible anywhere. Jama'at al-Muslimin, since we find that the institution of banking became common, people have grown accustomed to taking of interest. They ridicule the ulama, saying that their prohibition of interest has led to the decline of the Muslims, while the other nations have progressed far more rapidly. Now here the ulama are merely conveying the message from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and have themselves no authority to make a thing halal or haram. Such people are objecting to the law of Allah by making these kind of statements. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَىٰ, that Allah has permitted trade and prohibited interest. Now this is the outstanding difference between the two, which could not be any clearer. Even in principle, there exists a fundamental difference in that trade which involves the exchange of one commodity for another, where the full value of the one is given in lieu of the other. In interest, however, even after the full value of the initial loan is paid, a further amount is demanded. According to the definition of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every loan that earns a profit is usury. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the borrower wishes to give a gift to the lender or offers him a ride on his conveyance, neither the ride nor the gift should be accepted unless they were previously in the habit of exchanging such gifts. Hazrat Abu Burda radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he met Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam, who told him, "You come from a land wherein interest is rife. Whenever you give a loan to anyone, then do not even accept from him a bundle of wheat or some greens tied in a rope, since this will also continue to become interest." Jama'at al-Muslimin, the caution of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah, when going to his debtors, he would not even stand, listen to this Jama'at al-Muslimin, he would not even stand in the shade of their walls, so as not to derive any extra benefit from them over and above their repayments. Allahu Akbar. So much of care they have taken. And in the prohibition of even accepting the debtor's gifts lies the answer to the objection of many people. They claim that there should be no prohibition for that interest, for that usury, which is given happily by the debtor, since he is doing so willingly. A gift is also given willingly, but it has been prohibited and declared as interest. If this is the case, what a gift, then that which is taken in the name of interest should be even worse. By mutual consent, neither interest nor bribery nor adultery become lawful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala give us the guidance and the tawfiq of taking this very, very seriously, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clearly here, أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Clear commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many other rules regarding the person who's writing, the person who's witnessing, the person who's coming to the contract of this interest deal. All of them become gunegar, all of them become sinful, all of them will get punishment in the year after because of the action of interest involved. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.